to the Giselle Show podcast mit friends, where we are making stuff up, being real and talking about it. Coming up, the other lady, Jonna Thomases, joins us for a live comedy sketch. But right now, more from the Creativity Wheel of Death! And you know, I wanted to say, the theory behind the Creativity Wheel of Death, this is really about being vulnerable and just taking the inspiration right in the moment. And we allow ourselves the, we give ourselves the allowance for maybe what we come up with will rock, maybe it will suck. We don't mind because we're just creating in the moment. Yours happened to rock. Boy, oh boy, was that great,
yes,
Jackie.
It did.
That was incredible. Right now, I'm going to take a spin. And then John is going to perform, and then I will perform. So here, I will take a spin. Here I go. Okay, somebody narrate my
spin. I will describe it. She's spinning. She spun it counterclockwise. Interesting move.
Man, your description is really good. It's like I'm there.
Thanks. It's slowing down, folks. It's slowing down. Green, white. It stayed on white. Let's hear.
This one is...
She's about to read it.
It is for me to make a rhyming couplet poem about a classy lady. A classy lady. Oh boy, a rhyming couplet poem. All right. But right now, before I do that, I get a little bit of time to prepare because John Stahl, you're going to remind us what yours was and
well,
go for it.
Okay.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I'm going to just begin, and this beginning of my story will be the reminder. Because there's too much detail for me to kind of go off it. Once upon a time, there was a frog named Robert who was so frustrated with his job in the IT department of Lilypad Inc. that he decided to cash in all of his PTO days and take a cruise to the Virgin Islands. On board the ship, he met a lady frog named Penny, who also was frustrated with her job as an ER nurse. They're taking a stroll on the deck one day. I believe it was the aft deck. And who did they come across and meet? Well, they met Army Reservist Sergeant Snake, who coincidentally was also frustrated with his job. Suddenly, a voice came from behind them all. Folks, I'd like to invite you all to dinner. You're all so wonderful, and I'm happy to have you on board. I'm the captain. I'd be thrilled if you would all attend dinner at my private cabin tonight. Well, how could they turn that down? So they all went. As the dinner was going, they were having some nice appetizers, and all of a sudden, the captain said, "Gosh darn it! The cabin computer is just conked out. I need it to steer the ship." Well, who better to step in than Robert, who from the IT department? Robert fixed that computer up in a jiffy. "Thank you, Robert," said the captain. "My pleasure, Captain," said Robert. All of a sudden, the captain looked pale. He started to faint. Well, who should catch him but Penny, the ER nurse, and she knew just what to do. She gave his chest some compression and patted down his forehead and checked his temperature, and he turned out he just had a small episode of what, I don't know, but a small episode, and she made him feel a lot better, so he recovered. "Well, thank you, Penny," he said. "My pleasure, Captain," Penny replied. All of a sudden, there was a rival ship. They pulled up alongside, and they wanted to start some trouble, so they started shooting some cannons at the cruiser. It was a time travel ship, so they had cannons on board. Well, the captain didn't know what to do. He's just a captain. He only knows how to steer the ship. But you know who did know what to do was Army Reservist Sergeant Snake. So Sergeant Snake, he returned fire and sunk that other ship, and the cruiser, the cruise ship, was back on board. "Thank you, Sergeant Snake," said the captain. "My pleasure, Captain," said Sergeant Snake. Robert suddenly said, "Hey, Captain, we've had some lovely appetizers, but we're all wondering here, what is served for the main course?" "Well," the captain said, "it's funny you ask that, because I'd like to tell you what's on the main course. Why, it's frog legs and snake soup." "Frog legs and snake soup," they all gasped. But I helped you with your computer problem," said Robert. "And I saved your life," said Penny. "And I helped rescue the ship," said Sergeant Snake. And the captain turned to them and said, Well, that is true, but the ship is called the SS Stewem, and my name is Captain Cook.
Yeah!
There's the twist.
Oh, very good. How did it feel?
It felt okay. It felt okay. I was excited about the twist when I thought it up, and then the middle part to get there was a little bit of a stretch. But hey, you know, that's what we're doing.
You are very hard on yourself.
I thought
it was great.
Thank you.
Okay, mine was to make a rhyming couplet poem about a classy lady, and I have to admit, while you was reading yours, John, I was jotting down some ideas.
No worries, I'm excited to hear it.
But I don't have an ending, so when I get to the ending, it's just going to be complete improvisation, and I have to tell you, everybody, I'm pretty scared about it.
Great.
But here we go, I'm just going to jump in and be vulnerable. Might rock, might suck, don't care. Under the tree where it was shady, sat a not-so-beautiful but classy lady. Her face was grim, but her smile wide. But that face, the townfolk wanted to hide. People tried to make her cry. She let all their meanness fly. She did not balk or fight or scream, just sat smiling her bright sunbeam. One day the grocer and butcher came along, started to sing their nasty song. But there was a little girl with them, and she did not her or him. She knew right away that the not so beautiful lady was here to stay. She ran up to her and gave her a hug, did not mind that grim looking mug. And to this day, the two of them are the best of friends that you have ever seen.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, I got a little Jordan spleezy at the end there and sort of fall apart.
Too soon, too soon.
Sorry, Jordan.
Golf.
But whew, it's really
exhilarating. We have a tweet from a Jay Spieth. F you, Giselle Podcast.
Wow.
Well, at least he's listening.
Yeah, I'll take it. Message to Jordan Spieth, you can tweet and swear at me anytime. But I have to tell you guys, maybe next time we do it just immediately, because there's something so exhilarating about just, it feel like flying. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And I want to issue this invitation to our listeners. If we have a brave listener, next time we do the show, want to Skype call and do the creativity wheel of death.
What a great idea.
Let's do it. You can do it immediate in the moment, or you can we spin the wheel and give you your prompt, and you can call back 10 minutes later and do it, whatever you want. So tweet to me or email. The tweet is @thegiselleshow, and the email is studio@thegiselleshow.com. If you're interested in doing that, we would love for you to do it. Right now, the Giselle Show players are going to do...
You like the GSPs.
Yeah,
sure.
The GSPs. You know, they're very famous around this living room. They're going to do a sketch, and with us to do the sketch is the sketch author and actress, Miss Jonna Thomasson.
Oh, I didn't know she was here. Hey, Jonna.
Hello.
Great
hello,
to see
everybody.
You.
I'm here.
Where were you hiding?
I was in the living room. We did not see you. Yeah, no, I was just in. I stay quiet, but here I am. So you have written this sketch. Yes, I wrote this sketch, and... Jay Keith and I are going to perform it, and let's see, what should I tell you about it? We take you now to, oh, I know what I wanted to tell you guys about it. It is an homage to the old vaudeville style of sketch comedy, because I really like that. Oh, I like it too. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Oh, you two have a lot in common.
We do, don't we? Yeah, I think we do. It's weird. But anyway, it's an homage to the vaudeville style, and we take you now to a fish market.
Hello, welcome to the fishery.
Hello, I'd like to buy some fish for dinner.
Certainly, what would you like?
What have you got?
Well, today we have a special on red snapper, $3.49 a pound.
Oh, that is special.
Then red snapper it is.
Only problem is I don't like red snapper.
Oh, well, how about a nice big piece of cod?
I'd rather have a nice big cod piece.
Have you considered tuna steak?
Well, if I'm having tuna, what do I need a steak for?
Of course. How about trout?
Oh, don't talk to me about trout.
Sorry, what about herring?
My herring's fine. You just need to speak louder.
Well, we've got mackerel.
Is it any good?
I give it my blessing.
So then it's a holy mackerel, eh?
I suppose I walked into that one. Croaker?
You're killing me.
Rudder?
I'd rather have the croaker.
Ah, what about one of our perches?
At this rate, I'll be lucky to purchase anything at all.
Indeed. Trout?
Don't talk to me about trout!
Right, right. Halibut?
You must be crazy.
I can't halibut. I was born this way.
Nicely played. You got mullet?
Sure we do.
Fine then. Mullet. Done.
Don't you mean mullet over?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Ah, still got some fight left in
you,
huh?
You ain't gonna reel me in.
Ah, how about a sole?
Sold mine years ago. Sea bass?
Broke my glasses. Can't see anything. Cocktail shrimp?
Well, a martini would be nice, but I can't help it if I'm short. Ahi?
God bless you. Mahi-mahi?
I heard you the first time. Flounder?
I didn't even know she was lost.
Trout?
Don't talk to me about trout! Say, what is it with you and trout, anyway?
I'll tell you what it is. They're trouble. Trouble, I tell you. Think they're so fancy in their cold, clear alpine lakes and streams, but you get too close and they'll take you for everything you're worth.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have used your wallet for bait.
How was I to know? I'd never been fishing before.
Well, what better way to get your revenge than by eating one?
Good point. Fine, I'll take one whole trout, please.
Oh, very good. Here's a nice one right here. Hang on. There's a wallet in this trout.
My wallet!
And here's your driver's license and your library card.
Any cash?
No cash.
Damn thieving trout. That's it. I'm having soup.
Oh, well, we have a nice clam chowder.
Here we go again! Wah, wah!
There's an orchestra here.
You guys!
Well done, well done.
That was really great, you guys!
I could smell the fish.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Donna, you was really good. Thank you. Thanks very much, you guys.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
Bye,
I'm out.
Are you gonna go? Oh. Bye, Donna.
She's really nice.
She's a pretty special lady.
I like her. She's nice. People say we look alike.
Really?
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
No.
She's much... I won't fill in the blank.
You can say blacker, right?
Well, we're coming now a little bit toward the ending of the show. I wanted to plug some things, and then also if you guys have some plugs. Amos Glick, who did that road trip with me and is friend of the show, he have this great short film that he make called A Man Wakes Up. And it is going to be playing this week in Hollywood at the Holly Shorts Film Festival. And I think that is at the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. It's going to be, April 21st. What is that? That's this coming week? Anyway, 7 p.m. Tickets are $15. And you can find out all about that at hollyshorts.com. And I definitely recommend it. This short is really great that he wrote and stars in and directed, made. And also it just won the People's Choice Award at the Taos Film Festival.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's really great.
The people of Taos do know.
Oh, they know their
short films.
They
know how to choose. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Also, I wanted to do... a plug for Teachers, John,
sure.
Your web series and feature film. You can see that at teachers.tv. And we also have a clip on it on our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com, a scene that you and I are in.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
what a nice
I
treat.
Love that scene. Yeah. Do you have a plug, Jack Keith?
You can follow me on Twitter, @J_Keith. And I have a bunch of crap coming up.
Do you say funny things on the twits like you do live and in person?
Yes, but much shorter.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I take whatever I can get.
I usually in real life need at least 141 characters, but on Twitter I just crop it right down.
And do you have any performances coming up that we can know about?
Not that I can think of right now.
But you tweet about them.
Yeah,
if you
I'll
have
tweet
them.
About it here
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Will you work on that and get some support, some performances coming up, please?
That's kind of what I'm here for. I mean,
okay.
I was tweeting about this, and that would happen. I don't know what to tweet about next.
There you go.
Here's a tweet you had recently.
Yeah.
Jack Keith wrote, I think the most I ever paid for a non-alcoholic beverage was $12 for a club soda at a strip club in Kansas in 1996. 3, hashtag $12 soda.
Yep, that's the kind of gold you can look forward to finding on my feed, at J_Keith.
Did you get any other... any other tweets?
Yeah, people.
Under
a couple
of
people responded. Yeah, a couple of people did. Not with $12 soda, but the other hashtag I think I had was sort of extreme facts. Yeah, just things that the extreme. A couple of people mentioned some of their other expensive soft drink anecdotes, with just as much.
Were the naked ladies worth it?
Well, I mean, I give value to these women for being who they are, of course. But was it worth it for me to see them, to see their nakedness?
For $12 with
the soda? Not really. I nursed that sucker like a teat.
I'm picturing you sitting there.
Yeah, with my $12 soda and can in the middle of Kansas.
Nursing it with a teat and other teats all around.
Yes.
My goodness.
That was a crazy night.
Are there any? Do you think there are any clubs? Is this too brilliant or too obvious and too lame that a club, whether a strip club or a regular club, would be named Club Soda? Is that too
There is a place in, where is that? In Canada, in Montreal, there's a place called Club Soda. It's when they do the comedy festival in Montreal, one of the venues is called Club Soda.
And do they serve soda pop there?
Yes, and it was $6. Oh. No, I don't remember.
There's a place in Highland Park that sell all kind of artisanal sodas and old-timey sodas. I got one time there some rose soda pop and also orange blossom and lavender.
So you enjoy the flower soda, the garden sodas.
Yes, I got the garden sodas.
Yeah.
Do you have a plug, John?
I don't have a plug. I will be stay-at-home daddying next week at my house if anyone wants to drop by and watch.
It's pretty exciting stuff with all the
changing
waving
diapers
going on.
And the waving. Yes, that's true. There might be walking. Maybe there'll be some steps. I don't. Spoiler alert. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there might be some steps in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that.
Pretty exciting, baby.
Yes.
I'm going to be telling a story at Tales by the Sea, which is a storytelling show in Malibu, California, and that will be on Sunday, September 11th. It's a great show, and it's in a beautiful venue right on the water. They have soups. It's free of charge.
They have soups?
They have soups. Really?
In. I mean, yeah. I was in already because of your story
homemade
and the
soups.
Thing, but the soup is what...
No, the story is the thing, right. You know.
And
yeah,
what better way
story.
To celebrate September 11th than with
soup.
A hearty bowl of Manhattan...
Oh!
Isn't that what they would serve, Manhattan?
Yes,
Pasta?
Sure.
That's, I'm going to tell them they should
great.
Serve
please,
that.
Why not?
That's really, ouch, too soon.
it's always too soon.
I want to give a thank you to our producer, Anthony, for doing the technical and the website and the sound running.
Backbone of the podcast.
And to Marty Yu for loaning us his sound equipment, and he can be heard every Tuesday morning on the Nooner podcast. And thank you all to always the brilliant musicians and composers who share their music for us to use on the podcast. This week, we had a new piece from Phil Rivas, and also as well the Joy Drops, the Satori Ensemble, and the Freak Fendi. Dango Orchestra. And thank you so much to our listeners, you guys, for downloading, subscribe at iTunes and Stitcher, supporting the show. Keep spreading the word so we can grow and grow. And please contribute your own creative work. Everything you need to know is at podcast.thegiselleshow.com. We love you so much. Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye.